USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Georgia grand jury has finished its investigation into former President Trump's attempt to reverse his 2020 election loss. The grand jury's final report is complete and has been handed over to Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. She will have to decide if criminal charges will be filed. President Biden is in Mexico attending the North American Leaders Summit. On the agenda, immigration. The president has touted his proposed changes to the nation's immigration system, but critics like Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies say the changes aren't enough.
As long as they maintain the catch and release policies, people are going to still come.
President Biden made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday, stopping in El Paso, Texas. Students at the University of Idaho are returning to classes today for the first time since the suspect in the murder of four of their classmates has been arrested.
I feel better, sort of, knowing that they have the suspect in custody, that there's a chance that this might all be behind us soon enough.
I think a lot of people are wondering how he planned it out, how it all came together, and why.
Some students say they will begin carrying mace and flashlights with them when they return to campus for the spring semester. Brian Christopher Koberger was arrested December 30th and charged with four counts of murder. Crews are scrambling to restore power to more than 100,000 people in California as storms continue to batter that state. Governor Gavin Newsom's office urged folks to stay prepared after he noted 12 people have died in the last week. The storm system is expected to bring strong winds and heavy rain through Tuesday. And Harvey Weinstein's sentencing is being pushed back to February 23rd. That's after it was scheduled to happen today in Los Angeles. His lawyers asked for a delay to give them time to file a motion for a new trial. This is USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The college football season will conclude tonight with a potential repeat national champion to be crowned.
Georgia is looking to hoist the national championship trophy for a second season in a row as it squares off against underdog TCU in Southern California in the final game of this year's college football playoff tonight. The top-ranked, undefeated Bulldogs are coming off a 42-41 Peach Bowl victory over Ohio State, while the third-ranked TCU stunned Michigan in the Fiesta Bowl 51-45. The Horned Frogs are looking to claim their first national title since 1938. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The axe is beginning to fall across the NFL for coaches whose teams didn't make the playoffs. Arizona has fired head coach Cliff Kingsbury after the Cardinals went 4-13 this season. He was Arizona's head coach for 4 years and reached the postseason just once. Soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo is suiting up with a new team. Ronaldo signed with the Saudi Arabian Al Nassr last month after being released from his contract by Manchester United. And Rolls-Royce must be marketing to high-paid athletes. The British carmaker says it sold just over 6,000 vehicles last year. That's up from 5,600 in 2021. The United States remains Rolls' top market with 35% of its sales. The growth comes despite an average price tag for a Rolls-Royce around $534,000. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.